escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, this is a fantastic tease a minute ago about how you're pregnant and how we're going to talk about it.
It was really something.
We're going to send that to the Missouri Broadcast Awards this year, I think.
Oh, you know what? They're closed.
Next year.
They're closed for that, too.
They're closed 2 years ahead.
Yeah, that's...
No kidding.
Yep, okay. Shut it down for now.
All right. Well, we'll just, I guess, keep our eye on it. I wonder, with all of the protests going on, if you're having the same thought as I am. My kids are 9, 9, and 6 at the moment. So we're not thinking about college so much yet, although we're starting to save for college, because I just don't know what it's going to look like. Things are changing so rapidly in the education world. And thankfully, my wife is a teacher, and she does a lot of college prep, and she does grant work and stuff like that. So she knows how to kind of play that game. I do not. But I said when they were little to my wife, who, and here's what's weird. As a conservative, I am so anti-college because of the indoctrination factor. But my wife, who is also a very solid, I would say more like Christian than conservative, but she pays attention to politics because I do.
Right.
You know, but, you know, she's, I guess, culturally conservative just because she's a believer in Jesus. So we had this conversation when the kids were little. I said, and this is before COVID, I don't know what education is going to look like by the time our kids get to college, because it had been a prerequisite for our generation.
You got to go.
It's like you just have to stamp the paper. Yep. To say, here, I got my degree. Now at least look at my resume for my job, mm-hmm. Whatever. I just don't know that that's true anymore.
I don't think it is.
You don't?
No, I don't think it is.
See, I thought I was going to have to really convince you on this.
No, I don't think it is. And I mean, we're not due until July, so we've got a little bit of time before college. But I think that is the bigger question, not where do you send your kids? It's if you even encourage them to do that. And you're seeing, I was just reading an article earlier this week about Walmart and some of their higher up jobs, their management positions, their six figure jobs. They're no longer requiring college degrees.
No,
I think,
kidding.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a trend in these companies where it's just as they're finding, I believe they're finding it's just as beneficial to train your workforce how you want them to be trained and then compensate them accordingly so they don't move on.
Yeah.
As it is to forcing the college degree and getting people that are, I don't know. I think that there are benefits to college, but you're not really any more skilled with most degrees than you would be in any like, if I were to go look for a job right now, my college degree isn't going to mean anything. My years in business would mean things.
So. Exactly. So really, it only matters at the very beginning to show that you put in the work.
And I don't think it will.
Yeah, I don't either. It's changing so rapidly, and it's a good change, because this is really a marketplace change. Mm-hmm. This isn't an ideological shift, and I'm fine with it being an ideological shift. Where if you're conservative, you're going, I'm not going to pay to go indoctrinate my children, mm-hmm. who I just spent 18 years teaching my values, and then I'm going to go pay somebody to undo it all. I really, really think that's a worthy conversation to have, and which is why I brought up my wife originally, too, because she loves education. Mm-hmm. She's a teacher. She actually wants to go back to college, you know, part-time, mm-hmm. just because she enjoys it.
I honestly kind of do, too. If it wasn't so expensive, I would be continuing my education. I'd like a master's degree. I'd like a doctorate. But it's not worth, there's a, you know, a cost benefit.
And time.
Time.
Yeah.
But even if you were to take extra classes online at night, I'm not going to put my family in debt for something that isn't going to pay off.
Yes.
And that, I think, will be my, our decision with our kid, our children, or child or children at some point. So, yeah.
We had this discussion because I thought it was going to be a really hard one to have with her. That I was saying, look, and we were so far away. And COVID really changed a lot of things, too, because of the remote learning. But it's this kind of stuff that's in the news right now that makes you go, what exactly am I paying for to send my kid to a even elite institution? And she really was kind of on board with that. She said, you know, this is still 18 years away at the time or whatever. But I get where this is going. And it should be noted that there are majors that I still would rather you have a college degree.
100%. Yep.
Like, if you're going to mm-hmm. operate on me, I want you to have a medical degree.
You're going to fly my airplane.
Fly my airplane.
Yeah, please.
A good one.
Please get some
stuff.
Please get some training for that.
Also, things like sciences and engineer work.
Yeah. But if you're going to run my marketing mix, or you're going to take over my social media, or you know what I mean? Like, you're going to.
Yes.
I mean, I think even like business operations, you're gonna be an operations manager somewhere. All that stuff. It's nice to have a background in econ and finance and all those. Like, those are good life skills to have. But it's all gonna be company to company when you get out in the real world.
But do you agree that the market is what has moved past college? Because, like you said, with big companies like Walmart or whoever. Because I think Air Comfort Service is somebody who advertises on Annie's show, and probably a couple others here too, that they've said that they actually take people through apprenticeships.
Well, that's trades versus.
And that's trades. You're right. That's a little different.
Which I think there's an argument for that too. Yeah. I think that we need skilled workers in trades every bit as much, if not more, than we need somebody with another communications degree out there.
But I was telling Katie, my wife, you know, just a couple nights ago, I said, you know, there are so many things now that if I wanted to learn a lot more about marine life or whatever, I wanted to learn more about boating, you just pick a category. In the past, you had to go to an institution that knew about that to hear from people who'd done it, to pour into you to learn about it.
Nice, to
with
queue
the
it up.
Way the internet has changed mm-hmm. everything in the last 10 years, you can literally research anything you want pretty deeply. And I'm not talking about news and politics where there's all the spin. Like, there clearly, like, there's misinformation out there with certain things. But if you pick a random topic like equestrian training, mm-hmm. you know, you're not dealing with bots who are trying to give you misinformation on horses.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You can pretty much study whatever you want. And that's where I think the market has shifted.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So are you thinking that far away yet with, you know, I mean, you're pregnant.
Yeah, no. We've got plenty of time.
Are you guys thinking about short-term education at this point?
Yes,
though?
Absolutely. I mean, that happens right away. Whether or not we're looking at our school district, do we stay? Do we invest in private school? Do we invest in moving to a different district that we're more comfortable in? So, yeah, those are, you get pregnant and you're like, oh, this is exciting. And then you're like, oh, shoot, I've got exactly 4 years to figure out where we're going to live or how we're going to pay for private school.
Is all that stuff kind of a weird, I mean, I don't want to get too personal because I don't want you to have to like divulge too much personal information, but is America moving more and more rural because of education? I mean, not everybody's sending their kids to private school. We do because my wife teaches at a private
Maybe.
School.
Yeah, I understand your question. Possibly. I think that the people that can afford to do oftentimes.
Is it making rural living more expensive?
Maybe. I think there's that. It's the anti-school choice argument, though, right? Like, it's an argument for investing in schools where you are versus fleeing districts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, it is more expensive to move out.
Because it used to be if you moved out in the middle of nowhere, and it's probably still true if it's literally the middle of nowhere, the property's cheap.
Not anymore. Yeah, I mean,
but if you're within like a general area of population.
If you're 40 minutes from a city center and you're rural, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah. When that used to not be that way.
Right.
I was thinking just at last point I'll make here before we move on, but they always show like a picture. I have friends who do this all the time. They show a picture of a cabin in the woods and a little stream running by it. And they're like, you know what? I'd give up all the modern conveniences if I could go do this. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to pay like $400,000 for that little cabin right there because of that little stream and that mountain in the background.
Uh-huh. Like, I hope you hit it big before you move out there.
Yeah, you better work your butt off before you get to the point where you can live like Mountain Man because you can't afford to be Mountain Man anymore.
Oh,
it's
gone. You're right.
And back to the South Dakota thing from the last segment.
Callback.
Man, the real estate there, outrageous.
I believe that.
It is so beautiful in so much of the state.
Well, the COVID made all of that even more. We talk school districts, and I think that's probably like a natural evolution of human patterns. But then COVID like pushed us all out of the cities anyway. We've talked about that in the past, too. Nobody's living downtown. Everybody wants out.
And you know what else is going to really kill like inner city real estate prices? Teleportation. When we discover how to teleport, you can be like, you know what? I'm just going to go work in New York, but I'm going to live in Montana.
Mm-hmm. You're going to live in that fancy ass cabin.
Yep.
Very expensive. And you're just going to beam yourself over to Skyscraper in New York to work on the stock exchange.
You heard it here first. Teleportation is going to kill the transportation industry.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.